The joyous celebration began with a birth inside a lowly manger. The promise of heaven, God's forever gift to man. The reality of God's greatest gift can be yours free from Dr. Rod Parsley.
You see, the experience we all search for at Christmas is simply not of this world.
It's time to unwrap Dr. Parsley's free gift to you. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
We lose sight of eternity. We've lost sight of God. When the gospel is all about you and this natural world, we've lost sight of the gospel. God, give me a church so on fire that on Saturday night people can't sleep for praying a spirit of conviction in here on Sunday morning. If a lost man walks through that door, he can't wait for the first song. He's already in the altar. People say, Pastor, why do you preach like you do? There's no place like hell. How many of you believe the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing? I'm going to ask everybody that's saved to respond to me. How many of you believe that the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing? I want to tell you that God's message to you, although I spent 11 hours on something else, but I've known I can do mine or I can do his. And because of the precious anointing and obedience of seasoned saints on this platform, in this church, God has sent me with another message for you. And the message is a very simple one. It's not complicated. And it is because, you know, the gospel's power is its simplicity. And its simplicity is its power. I wish preachers would learn that. They spend 40 minutes talking about something and nobody understands what they're talking about. And maybe 3 minutes saying anything anybody really comprehends and understands. The Bible does not contain truth. The Bible is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. That's it. That's pretty simple. But now here is something that God the Holy Ghost wants you to know. I need and I will receive a second chance. That's all. Now, everybody that doesn't need a second chance in some area of your life right now, today, you can stop shouting. But everybody, shout, shout for a God that's a God of a second chance. Shout, because today, yesterday gets erased and you get a do-over. Today, you failed yesterday, but today, you get to try again. I need somebody that has played golf that knows what a mulligan is. You get another shot. Tell somebody, today I get a second chance, a do-over, a try again, second chance at victory. lift it up. Moses, baby Moses, floating down the Nile River. And God had planted some bulrushes, what people call weeds. Don't be complaining when you get stuck in the weeds. Sometimes God uses a weed patch a whole lot better than a prune garden in your life. And that little basket just stuck. Pennsylvania mom and dad just stuck in the bulrushes. And it stuck because God is a God of intention. God is a God of purpose. Look at somebody and say, you think you're here by accident, but that's not true. He's not a God of accident. Stuck. Some of you are stuck. And you complaining. Just lay right there, helpless as you are, and coo praises up to Jesus. Because it wasn't a wolf. Or a python, or a river rat that found baby Moses. Those bulrushes were right at the bottom of the steps. You would say of the president's house, but it was even bigger than that, of Pharaoh's house, Israel's adversary. I'm here to tell you God's about to make the devil pay for somebody's lunch today. Shout, I belong to God. He's stuck. But always remember this. When your adversary has a plan to take you out, when the devil tells in your ear because of what you did yesterday, God's going to cancel his lease on your life today. When that devil has a plan to take you out, God's been growing bulrushes for the last 15 years to catch you right at the right place, right at the right time. And here come Pharaoh's daughter, God about to make your enemy carry you out your mess. I'm talking about a God with a second chance. Pharaoh's daughter found baby Moses. You think you found the Lord. He wasn't lost and you didn't know where to look. Pharaoh's lovely daughter picks up baby Moses, carries him up those steps of the palace. Woo, you may be in the pit today, but the palace is in your future.
That's right.
I ain't got no help in here. I ain't got a choir to help me. She went in to Pharaoh and said, look, Daddy, what I found. A Hebrew baby. Pharaoh said, kill it. She started crying. A table in the presence of your enemies. And Pharaoh said, I can't stand to hear my baby girl cry. She said, well, Daddy, I don't know what to do. I have no way to feed this baby. A lot of folks say, well, if you preach against abortion, you ought to tell us how to feed these babies, or you ought to stop having them. because God's the author of life, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So Daddy Pharaoh says, well, he's a Hebrew, and we got a lot of Hebrews serving around here. Go out yonder and get you one whose breasts are lactating. And guess who they picked? Moses' mommy. Sometimes you think you lost it when you floated it down the Nile, but the book says, cast your bread upon the water, and in not many days it will come again. For he that sows in tears shall reap rejoicing. Come again, rejoicing. If you'd make what you lost a seed and believe for a harvest, your life would change. You know, God can take your mess and give you a second chance and turn it into a miracle. God's not through with you. God has not finished with you. In my high school yearbook, you're supposed to write down some things, you know, by your picture. So I wrote a 74 Monte Carlo, because that's what I drove. And I wrote, be patient. God's not finished with me yet. I was the first person ever inducted into my high school's Hall of Fame. I got a second chance. I got a do-over. I got a mulligan, and so can you. Jonah! God said, go to Nineveh, and I'm going to give you a revival. Whoo! But Jonah got nervous, got thrown overboard on his way to Nineveh, going the other direction. But God said, I'm not quite finished with you yet. I believe I could get you straightened out having your own private camp meeting in the belly of the great fish. Sometimes God's rescue plan is not really the one you would have chosen. But that fish swallowed him up. And down there he repented. And God had that fish swim all the way to Nineveh and belch him out on the shore and said, now go tell what I, go do what I told you to do. You might be in a whale's belly right now. You might be running from what God wants for your life. But today, kind of looks like a whale's belly in here. And if you repent, God's going to give you a do-over. God's going to give you another opportunity. God is going to give you a second chance. Today, God says, is the day of salvation. Now is the appointed time. If you want to pillow your head tonight as sure for heaven as if you were already there, you want to know that your life is right with God, that he is your Savior, your Redeemer, your Protector and Provider. When I say three, I want you to shoot your hand straight up in the air. I don't care if you've been in the altar 152 times. You know there's separation between you and God, and you want to close the distance. You want to feel God real and vital in your life. When I say three, I want you to simply raise your hand and leave it up. That's it. Jesus came from heaven to earth, went to the cross, suffered, bled, and died for you. Rose again from the dead, went back to heaven, sat down by God the Father, and is right now pleading with you. I'm giving you another chance. Don't squander it. It's here now. But there's no promise it's here tomorrow. Hands are already going up. I'm going to count to three very quickly. Make the decision you'll be so happy you made today, and when you stand before God, as surely we all will. On three, join these with hands already raised, and let's pray together. One, two, three. Raise it and leave it really high. Everyone. There were more. Everyone. Are you ready? Here, we're going to pray out loud. I mean, make the person in front of you just angry. You're so loud. Heavenly Father, I come to you today in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. I believe in Jesus that he came to die for me, to take away my sinfulness. And I want rid of it. So today, of my own free will, Lord Jesus Christ, I accept you as my personal Savior. I believe in you. And I, with my mouth, confess you as my personal Savior. Come into my heart, forgive my sins, give me eternal life, and let me know I'm on my way to heaven. I will live for you. Come to church. Get a Bible as you teach me how. I feel so good. I'm a new creature in Jesus. My old life is gone. I only have a future. I'm so happy about it, I can almost clap and shout. I spoke prophetically these words to you just coming up on a year ago regarding the year 5784, or to you and I, 2024. It's a year of an open door. Have we seen that? An open door where glorious freedom in Jesus Christ is just over the threshold. Your tomorrow, I prophesied to you, is about to be radically different than your yesterday. Declare it with me. Say it out loud right now. Tomorrow will be different than today. This is for now, but it is not forever. God's people are coming out of poverty into prosperity in every area of your life, physically, spiritually, financially. We're leaving behind the shallow flatlands of mundane Christian experience. Wholeness is not a promise out in the distance. It is already an established fact. We're only a few short days away from a once-in-a-lifetime outpouring of the favor of God being released from heaven for you. I'm referring to the prophetic date on your calendar, 12-12-24, two 12s, 24, 12-12-24, get it in your spirit, 12-12-24. That day symbolizes our great and mighty God's absolute authority and the power of his kingdom. Jehovah God's glory and government are displayed from the front to the back pages of your Bible and mine. The 12 tribes of Israel were the foundation of God's covenant and his blessing in the Old Testament. The 12 disciples in the New Testament were chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ to serve beside him the entire 3.5 years of his earthly ministry. The New Jerusalem will have 12 gates guarded by 12 mighty angels. The perfection, you see, of God's manifested tangibility, his glory. I want your faith to be that of an overcomer as you consider the power, the significance of 12:24. God is a God of people, of places, of timing. 12:24, perfection, authority, and completion, all coming together on Thursday, 12 December 12th, 2024. I believe, friend, we will see every blessing God intends for us. 24 in all, from the beautiful and profound prayer of Psalm 72, verse 4, this promise that every oppression at the hand of our enemy will be destroyed. Verse 7 says, you will receive a flourishing blessing. You're about to blossom. You're going to leave surviving behind and move into thriving. Your next step toward your miracle is to sow a seed of faith in agreement that you are believing with me that God is about to release 24 blessings found in Psalm 72 to you in a mighty and powerful downpour, deluge of his presence and glory. Every single covenant blessing requires an exchange. That's what a covenant has to have, an exchange. So make your seed a statement that you believe God's promises are truly yes and amen because you believe. Now, for many, it could be a seed that represents Psalm 72, a seed of $72, maybe more. Call now. Sow your seed. Do it quickly. The deadline is coming very, very soon. Or you can use your phone, as I always say. It's right there beside you. In fact, we've added something for you. You can just scan the QR code on your screen. In this glorious season where we're celebrating gift giving, I believe so many of you are being led, even now, to sow a special Psalm 72 seed of $720. Your seed will be so crucial to further the vital kingdom work going on around the world through this global ministry as it has for over 40 years. You'll help me continue to build up and edify every believer and win millions to Jesus Christ. So include your prayer requests when you call or when you simply go online to sow in great faith your 12:24 seed of blessing.
12:12:2024 is a powerfully symbolic representation of the perfection of God's holy authority and the soon return of the Messiah, King Jesus. This once-in-a-lifetime moment is not to be feared, but an open door to 24 blessings, each one a promise found in Psalm 72. Right now, seal your covenant with God to receive all 24 blessings by sowing $72 or $72 for each member of your family, or $720. Your Psalm 72 seed faith gift could be $48 or $36. Whatever God has placed in your hand, give it with great faith and in holy obedience to the Lord. Seize the blessings of this prophetic moment. Call, scan the QR code, or simply click on rodparsley.com. When we receive your 12-12-24 seed faith gift, we'll send you these excellent ministry resources. First, a special message just for you from Dr. Rod Parsley on the mystery of 12 times 2. Second, a daily inspiration and confirmation of your 24 blessings, each one found in Psalm 72, and a gorgeous frameable print of Psalm 72. You'll understand far more of this psalm's prophetic promises concerning Jesus. Many scholars consider it the greatest messianic psalm. You are promised a kingly blessing of righteousness and justice. Those that have oppressed you will be destroyed, and you'll flourish. Seal this covenant with a worthy Psalm 72 seed faith gift before Thursday, 12-12-24. Write, call, scan the QR code, or click on rodparsley.com. Sow in faith for your 12-12-24 blessing.
Well now, as you just heard in today's message, the simplicity of the gospel is in its power. And the power of the gospel is its simplicity. If today you made the decision to turn away from the old and begin a new life in Jesus Christ, you made the most important decision of your lifetime and eternity. Welcome to the family of God. You know, I've got a free gift for you. I've written it just with you in mind at this point in your life. It's called New Direction. And inside you will find the three foundational pillars of faith. You'll discover what your next step should be and a whole lot more. I'm going to rush it to you just as fast as you write to me or pick up your phone and call or visit rodparsley.com. Remember now, new ministry content is available every single day on my social media outlets. It's there to bless your life, to train you, to disciple you, to empower you, and for you to share with your friends and family. I'll be right here next time as we continue celebrating my 50 years of gospel ministry to the world together on your breakthrough.